Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
On today's edition of Calling Farmers, we share with you excerpts from the Agriculture Minister's presentation on the opening day of the 64th staging of the Dembe Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show. Our Jamaican Saying of the Day segment is also part of the program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
It's Immense Independence time again, and Pika joins JCDC in celebrating Jamaica 54. Come and apply for your passport, Jamaican citizenship, as well as unconditional landing and extension of stay at the Independence Village Rani Williams Entertainment Center, August 1 to 6 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pika at Independence Village 2016, August 1 to 6, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Agriculture Minister Carl Samuda says the government is pursuing the development of organic agriculture as part of the economic growth agenda. Mr. Samuda says organically grown produce fetches high prices, and it would be in Jamaica's best interest to focus on that area.
The ministry is very serious about it, and we will be extending ourselves fully in that area.
Mr. Samuda also noted that the agriculture sector grew by 13% for the quarter ending June 2016. He says the sector contributes a total of 33.3% to the country's gross domestic product, GDP.
This is the ministry that is going to increase the level of growth in the country on whom everyone has to rely.
The agriculture minister says it is projected that the sector will grow the economy by 2% this year.
There is the announced position of the government to increase the gross domestic product in 5 years by 5%.
He also emphasized the importance of technology in agriculture as well as youth involvement in the sector.
We have to become technology savvy, and we have to introduce it at all elements of agriculture, because that's the only way that we are going to be on the cutting edge of competition.
Mr. Samuda is also proposing that the Youth in Agriculture program be housed at the Dembe Showground in Clarendon. He says if the program is sited at the property, which is owned by the Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, it would, among other things, facilitate greater training opportunities for young people in agriculture.
What's going to make the difference is when you train young people so that everywhere they go, they can speak fluently on the subject of economic development through agriculture.
The program would serve as a hub for the sharing of ideas between stagings of the annual Dembe Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show. The Youth in Agriculture program is spearheaded by the National Youth in Agriculture Committee, overseen by the Jamaica 4-H Clubs. It aims to encourage young people to become involved in agriculture-based activities and pursue careers within the sector. It also serves as a means of enhancing food security across the island. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day, dog na howl if he ha bone. Translation, the dog does not howl if he has a bone. And this means people do not become upset or agitated if they are comfortable. It is also difficult for some persons to lobby against issues which do not directly concern them.
We have championed e-learning in Jamaica, provided state-of-the-art technology in over 200 educational institutions, developed materials for CSEC, piloted the Tablets in Schools project in 38 schools, including infant and primary, and trained thousands of teachers in technology integration. We are e-learning Jamaica Company Limited, ELJAM, an agency of the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology. Visit our website, www.elearnja.org.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Student Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.